my name's Elaine Blair. I am here today with Jan Hay, who is the Reading Development Officer for Culture Breath of Ross. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming, and we are going to talk about five books that have mapped your life. So, will we go back to childhood? Will we start there?
Well, I found it really difficult. You asked me yesterday, and I kind of find it really difficult because I read all the time and I love books. And so the first one that I'm going to choose is from my childhood, but also a book that I came back to as an adult when I read it to my kids who also loved it. So that is Where the Wild Things Are by Morris Sendek.
Good choice.
Yeah,
good
choice. That book. I love, love, love the illustrations in it. I love the kind of wildness and the kind of emotions that are in that book, and I relate to it as feeling like that as a child, you know, that kind of anger and kind of wanting to run away, mm-hmm. but then also that kind of connection with family and comfort, and I would read that book forever and ever onwards.
So it's a snuggle down book. Mm-hmm. If the rain is pouring outside, it's still a book that you might pick off the shelf even today.
Definitely. Even if my kids are not there, I would probably
still read
be
it.
Happy to read
so it really
it to
has
myself.
Mapped your life. It really has stuck with you all these years.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is great. Yeah. So moving on, are we moving on further up here towards your teenage 20s?
Yes, so teenager, I was a bit of a classics reader. I read a lot of Victorian kind of gothic, Jane Eyre and Jane Austen and all those kind of books which had really actually quite strong feminine characters in them, and so the one I've chosen out of all of those, and it was really difficult to choose, was Sunset Song by Lewis Grassic Gibbon.
Okay.
And I liked that book because it's beautifully written, mm-hmm. it's quite a quiet book, but it's full of lots of drama, family drama, and I also really love the fact that it's written kind of in Scots and there's that dialect in it which might be a little bit hard to get into initially, mm-hmm. but when you get into that language, then
it flows freely and it
keeps going. And it transports you. I think you by using a different language, it kind of transports you further into that kind of story or that other world or other mm-hmm. reality. So that's kind of why I chose that, because of the kind of language and the beauty of how he writes.
Fantastic. Moving on, do you have book number three?
I do. So my third book I have chosen is, I'm not even sure exactly how to pronounce it, Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. And I went with a friend to see her at the Edinburgh Book Festival, and she was an amazing speaker, and then I just went and read every single thing that she'd written. And I just really loved that book. It's really moving. It's a very quiet book again. Very
moving.
Is there a
theme of quiet books for you? Just quiet, just building up?
Possibly, yeah. If you look at the choices, there is a bit of a theme kind of coming out there.
So what's this book about? Where does it happen?
Okay, so it's kind of like a letter from a father to his son. The father was a minister, kind of set in Iowa in America, and his first wife died, and then he had a big gap in between when he remarried, and he comes to remarry later, and so has a son as an older father.
Okay.
And he knows he's going to die, and he knows he's not going to see his son growing up, so he wants to pass on some of that family history mm-hmm. and stories from his life to his son. In this kind of form of a
really
story.
Really poignant.
It is. It's kind of about love and death and family and
father's love
faith.
For his son.
Yeah. Just really moving book. Beautiful language, very visual. So that would be that book.
Book number. So we're on to our next book. Book number four.
Number four. Okay, right. So, yeah, I didn't change my mind about this one. I have chosen The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman.
Okay.
A again, love him as an author. Love his writing, is very visual, very dark, and this particular book is a young adult kind of fantasy book about a young, very young child who sees his parents murdered, again, but dark.
Just a little bit dark there, Jan, just a little bit, okay.
He wanders away from his house and goes to live in a local graveyard and is kind of adopted by
the
supernatural occupants of the graveyard and learns all their stories and grows up, comes of age, and then leaves when he's 15.
So this all happens between the ages of what?
Between the ages of probably 1, 2 to 15.
So you left at the age of 1?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I'll definitely have to put that on my list to read.
Yeah, it's a great book. I've recommended it loads of times to people, and it's maybe one I would probably reread as well. I don't really reread books very often, but I would probably go back to that
reread one. That one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got to the end. Book number 5 of the 5 books that map your life. What is it?
So I had one choice last night, which was The 5 People You Meet in Heaven by Mitch Albom. Love that book.
Yeah.
Very small, very short, but really beautiful, about connections between people and love and life. Again, similar themes
that seem to be going across all
your
books, really.
All of my favourite books, but very meaningful. But I did have that, and I do love that book, but then I actually have changed it to The Wolves of the Calla by Stephen King.
Okay,
Stephen
King, dark.
Which is part of a very dark fantasy trilogy called The Dark Towers.
And is this the first book in the trilogy?
No, it's not. It's actually the 5th. And that's because the first one I didn't enjoy as much. I found it a little bit hard to get into. But by the time I got to the 5th book, it was like the only thing I wanted to do. Like, I didn't want to go to work, didn't want to do anything else. I just wanted to read. And so this is a very dark fantasy book, fantasy series by Stephen King. I think there's 5 books altogether in the series. It's kind of fantasy, science fiction, horror, and western.
And
so if you like any of those,
and
then,
western.
Yeah,
seriously?
Then I would give it a try. And if you can get through the first book, which is a little bit harder, it's an amazing series.
What makes it hard? Why is the first book hard?
It's a bit slow. It's just a bit slow to engage with. But as a, you know, because it's a part of a longer series, you see how important that is.
It's the building block for the rest
of
the book.
So you have to. Yeah. And I'm a huge fan of big series of books. So I love Game of Thrones, and I love loved sort of Chronicles of Narnia and Lord of the Rings and all those sort of fantasy big series, epic series of books, which are so wonderful. But that one is my favourite, The Dark Towers.
That's great. Anyway, thank you very much for sitting down with me this morning for the 5 books that map your life.